This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Association of Realtors told us today that pending home sales, that's a leading indicator of housing market activity, right? Pending, yet to come. Anyway, they rose last month for the first time since February. But with interest rates where they are, high, home prices too, right? Still high. Some people are moving out of more expensive cities or making home ownership a team sport. That's the setup for this next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
Hi, my name is Cass Lang.
And my name is Jordan Hayden.
And we live in Berry City,
Vermont. So Cass and I actually met on the first day of our college classes, and we instantly became best friends. Once we graduated, we decided that we would live together as well. So we rented lots of apartments in New York City.
We spent a lot of time jumping from place to place, as you do as a renter.
Constantly, money was always at the forefront of that conversation. It was really difficult for us to find places within our price point, and decided one day that we were kind of over that.
And I swear it was so quick after that. Like
we were applying for jobs.
We were applying for jobs. I found a job. And
I was saying goodbye to all of my cockroach friends.
Yes.
In Brooklyn.
When we made the decision to live in Vermont full time, we just started living in Airbnbs.
But I think when we thought about leaving New York behind, we thought about leaving
space.
Other things behind as well. And just wanting something of our own.
No more landlord.
Right.
No more paying somebody else.
I know for me personally, I had no concerns about getting a house with you.
Yeah.
I mean, we had been friends for so long and we'd lived in apartments for years and years, so I didn't see it.
Yeah, you proved you could pay your bills.
And at the same time too, I think like the traditional notion of home buying and life, like mm-hmm. we see things just
a little differently.
Yeah.
The bank paid $250,000 for the house that we're currently in. And the loan that we have is like a special loan for first-time home buyers. Basically, the offer was 3% down for 30 years. So 3% down ended up being around $14,000.
Yeah. And it was doable
and
for
it,
us.
Yeah. We made that work.
Yeah. I started working pretty much when I was 14 years old. I grew up in a very rural environment, so I was out there chopping tobacco. And by the time we were looking for a house, I did have enough saved up from all of that time that I could actually put down the down payment.
I had decided to take some money out of my retirement fund, but I thought that it was worth it because I really wanted a house.
Because let's be real, we're probably not going to retire, right?
No, what are the odds of me retiring?
It's not looking
slim.
Good.
Truly, every day I wake up and I'm like, I have a home.
We have a driveway. We have a yard. We have a washer dryer.
Like, we can have a cat.
We don't have a set timeline of how long we're going to co-own this specific home, but we just know that right now it works really well. We're really happy here, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of big plans that we want to accomplish here.
Cass Lang and Jordan Hayden from the home they co-own in Berry City, Vermont. If you've got an adventure in housing, we want to hear about it. Marketplace.org is where you can do that. And while I've got you, no matter where you live, you can find the Marketplace Morning Report right where you need it, Monday through Friday, telling you everything you need to know to start your economic day.